Kourtney Kardashian cry in the closet for hours. We'll tell you why.
And Lala Kent, honey, isn't bitter, just shady. We'll get into that later.
Plus, Jesse Williams doesn't have to worry about his eggplant being served to the public anymore.
And later on, Andrew Freund sits down with Glenn Close and Neve Sultan to talk about the second season of the action-packed series, Tehran.
Plus, we have the dynamic duo Heidi Hamilton and Frank Kramer in the studio, baby.
Okay, guys. We're kicking off the Frank Kramer Show.
Yeah, I hate the sound of that.
The Frank Kramer Show.
With some Kardashian news. That's why I have to do that.
I gotcha.
On this week's episode of The Kardashians, Kim K said she was very nervous about styling herself the WSJ Magazine 2021 Innovator Awards because Kanye had been dressing her for the past decade.
Okay.
Didn't know that.
Well, after building up the courage to style herself in a dress from the Skims and Fendi collaboration, she revealed Kanye's response, and it wasn't very nice. Listen to this.
I won the Innovator Award for Skims, and I was like, how do I wear something that hasn't been pre-vetted first?
Yeah.
Like, it was like psychologically.
Does it make you nervous?
So nervous.
Like, are you like, is this a bad outfit?
Oh, and then he called me afterwards. He told me my career's over, and then he showed me a picture of Marge Simpson wearing something similar.
But haven't you ever gone to the person you're with and say, you know, how do I look? And they're like, maybe you want to go back in and change. I mean,
of course.
That's who you trust. You trust your wife or husband.
Because you're
go,
on their arm and they want you to look good.
Right. Is this all right? And you're like, nah.
It also depends. It also depends.
So
if you're running late, you're like, you look great. Let's go.
Because if you say, then she'll go back up for another half an hour.
Yes.
Wait,
you remember, when he told her what to wear, she did it. Like, remember she had the Glade air freshener dress on for her first time at the Met Ball? Like, he literally told her to wear a mask over her damn face.
Right.
And she did it. Mm-hmm. So she's used to doing exactly what
Frank
he tells
me
her to
that
do.
Every day. And it has nothing to do with COVID.
Yeah. That's
wear
real
this.
Love.
Well, moving on to the Heidi Hamilton Show.
All right.
The sound of that. Thank you so much.
You made it.
Even more Kardashian news. Kourtney Kardashian broke her 15-carat, $1 million engagement ring.
Wow.
Oh,
15 carats?
God. The reality star said it was a total accident. And she felt horrible. Here's how it went down.
I was sitting on my floor folding sweatshirts.
Yeah.
And I took the ring off. And I put it next to me on the floor, like thinking it would be safe right next to me. And
get to the punchline.
So then I had to get something up above in my closet. And when I stepped down, I stepped on the ring.
You broke your engagement ring.
I was like hysterically crying in my closet for hours.
How much money do these people have, y'all?
Brett has all of her rings, and she wears them.
Mm. What do you mean all of her? What do you mean all of her rings?
She has seven.
Brett has seven rings.
Seven engagement rings?
Yes.
Yeah. Where you been, girl?
Yeah.
Seven? Six.
Oh, sorry, six.
These three were put into one, and this is two, and then there's one more.
Rich people.
Is that from six different proposals?
One proposal.
Just one. I think the story here is questioning the ring itself. She received because if you're going to spend $1 million on
it
a ring,
shouldn't break.
It's 15 carats. It should not break.
It should be titanium.
Well, she stepped on it.
Is it a bad jeweler? Do bad jewelers?
Sherry stepped on her own foot earlier today and broke her foot with her damn shoe.
160 pounds.
Imagine you step on a ring.
That sucker will be powder.
She's going to be wearing a boot tomorrow, y'all.
Also, you're cleaning your own closet with $1 million ring on.
How do you in the closet for like 20 years? So how does that happen?
Well, Lala Kent is out here serving up a tasty side of dish shade for her ex-fiance Randall Emmett. Now, the reality star had time today because she recreated the photo that got Randall caught out here cheating in these streets.
Lord.
Now, the first photo over here is a pic of her throwing up the deuces, but if you swipe left, the second photo, that's where the shade was thrown. Now, this is a photo showing her walking across the same street where a fan caught the movie producer with two women back in October of 2021.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is really she's getting a one up on him, because to me it looks like you're not over him, because you haven't let it go.
Right.
You're recreating. So unless he wants to get back with you, everybody looking at you going, why are we going
against love? She loved that man, and she loved him recreate
that's
what happened.
Sad.
You know, it's
sad. That's sad.
That seems desperate.
almost. You're trying to get his attention. Yeah. Like,
only thing that made it more poetic if she got hit by a car.
Look out. Damn, HK.
It looks like the company behind the Broadway play Take Me Out are now taking extra measures to make sure Jesse's eggplant doesn't get exposed again.
Right.
So
seen
a spokesperson, I know it, but we don't want it happen again.
The whole world.
Yeah. Oh, man. Because, you know, there's growth in the performance. A spokesperson shared that they've installed an infrared camera system facing the audience that will be monitored in real time by the venue's security team.
Ooh.
Now, this is going to allow the venue to focus in on suspicious activity. And if anybody is caught filming the show, they're going to be asked to leave and delete the footage. Oh, wow.
And I don't even think that's real. I think they say that to scare people.
Me too. It ain't real.
Like, if you really want to make an example, like, plant somebody in the office, like, plant somebody in the audience who's like an actor and act like you're beating them before the play starts. And let that be an example to everybody else.
This is where I feel for Jesse Williams, because literally I saw the play. It's such a brilliantly written play, and he's so good. Mm-hmm. And I think now the element that you're attracted, because they've seen, well, now that everybody's seen your penis, that's why they're going. So now when he comes out, like when he came out in his penis show, nobody said anything. It was like, we're all theater goers. Right. Even on my mind, I was like, damn! But you don't
say it.
Now when people, now when he comes out with his penis showing, now you're going to have people going, look at that.
Right.
So it's it will be distracting for him as an actor.
That sucks. I think they should change it up, and he should come out with an erection, and that would make it different. So the eggplant that they showed is just no longer good. He has a new one.
That'll be the only standing ovation that they'll probably be.
But could you guys, Frank and Chewy, could you do a naked scene?
Absolutely. I've done a naked scene.
Okay, really?
I was in the Shield. I was in the Shield. Season four. And I was naked in a scene for that show.
Can we find that in the archives?
Sure.
Well, y'all, it looks like Ciara and Russell Wilson are being blasted by PETA.
Oh.
So the Wilsons welcomed a new puppy to the family for Mother's Day. But PETA is pissed, y'all, because the couple bought the pup from a breeder instead of a rescuing one from a shelter. Like, wait, get this, y'all. PETA got petty using Ciara's lyrics and calling out the pair, saying they made a 1-2-step mistake by killing a shelter dog's chance of finding a new home. PETA says breeders probably have the mother dogs locked in filthy cages and breed multiple times until their bodies give out.
Oh, well, listen, I'm going to jump in here really quickly because I do a lot in the rescue community. And that, and exactly what you just said, Brad, I've witnessed it. It does happen. Puppy mills are real. They're an awful place. Hell on earth, absolutely. But even though I'm on the rescue side of things, there are legitimate, really good dog breeders who have puppies that grow up in the mom and dad dog in a really happy, healthy, clean,
isn't it your choice?
I've been witness to that.
It's your choice.
It is your choice. I'm not gonna get on Russell and Ciara about this. They probably went to a responsible breeder and got this new puppy. That's where they got it from. But I'm with Heidi. I'm not gonna.
A lot of people will come to me and go, oh, we got her from a breeder. It's a really good breeder. I'm so sorry. And I said, listen, the dog already exists. I'm not going to be mad at you.
My dog was a thought, and I breeded my dog, and my dog seemed to really enjoy the breeding process. And if
your little baby a thought?
Yo,
oh,
she's
no,
a little fast dog, always running out there. Because the first time we had straight up, you know, Shih Tzus, and the second time we had Mixed Tzus. We don't even know, like, who the baby father is. He smashed and dashed.
It's this.
Up next, we have a euphoric new smash alert. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Details after the break, baby.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey, Lou.
It's time for a smash alert. I gotta take my glasses off of this.
Oh, boy.
It looks like Olivia Jade has found some euphoria after the admissions scandal with her mom, Lori Loughlin. Mm. She's been hanging out with Jacob Elordi, who stars in the racy HBO drama.
He's cute.
For their latest date, they were spotted playing with their dogs in the
perfect date. I'm in.
Beautiful. Cute.
Yep.
And it looks like Jacob is becoming the Australian Pete Davidson. He's been linked to co-stars Joey King and Zendaya, as well as Cindy Crawford's daughter, Kaia Gerber.
Whoa. Whoa.
Is this the best way to see if you're compatible by having your dogs get together?
Oh, this is the new,
dogs,
if my dog doesn't like you, I don't care who you are.
If you don't like dogs, I'm not even
you're
dating
out. And
you.
If my you're dog done. Likes you, or, I'm like, all right, they know.
Like, this is so the new way to pick up a girl. You do the dogs, or you, like, bring your three-year-old nephew.
Yikes.
What bothers me is I never trust a guy who wears a hoodie that has the hoodie up. Like, it's chilly, but also wear shorts.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
If it's cold, why don't you wear shorts?
That's like a little serious. That's always, little
Frank
killer.
Always had a problem with me with sweater vests. He goes, I don't understand it. It's a sweater, but your arms aren't cold, only your torso. You always you have a big issue with that.
And then I'm like, put pants on, for Christ's sake.
All right. And speaking of dating, Rebel Wilson seems to have found a new boo.
Oh,
now, she shared on the You Up podcast that she went on 50 dates in a year using the Raya app.
Wow.
But she ended up meeting her guy the old-fashioned way. So Rebel said it was a friend setup. He'd known both of us for at least 5 years each and was like, yeah, I think you two would hit it off. And then we did.
That's the best Australian accent I've ever heard.
Because I wasn't even going to try.
Okay. No?
I was not even going to try. Australia.
You can't do any words in Australian?
I can do
wow.
That's like, Southern like, Australia, yeah. Like Tennessee.
A dingo ate my baby. No, but 50 dates, y'all. 50 dates, is that even possible?
That's a lot.
Is that possible?
Is. No, hookups, it's all about hookups. I mean, look at her.
You're not smashing 50 times?
No.
She worked hard, she lost a lot of weight, and she's taking that new body of hers out for a drive. And with 50 guys, got to ride shotgun.
That's right. Now she's like, she's having great conversation. She's getting drinking. She's, you know. She wasn't smashing 50 guys.
No
she
way.
Just going out.
She's trying his Vegemite.
Would you like to see me down under?
That's English. That's English. That's English.
Oh, that's not Australian.
That's London.
Would you like to see my down under?
No.
Down under.
Down under. Down under.
I mighties. Is that?
I mighties? I think that's pirate.
Oh, my God. It's time for our favorite part of the show. It's time for
This Trapping with the Stars.
And speaking of Raya, we've got Selling Sunsets, Emma Hernan. Remember, she claimed that she had matched with Ben Affleck on that app.
Raya.
And she didn't even believe that it was him. Then he had to prove that it was him. Well, she dropped these red hot swimsuit pics and said, bikini dump since it's almost summertime. I don't know what she's talking about.
That's
and no one's looking to see that. All right. Bikini dump since it's almost summertime. My mom took these and said to post. I think it's obviously a thirst trap.
A thirst.
Do you guys think it's a thirst trap? Yeah.
Thirst trap.
Most definitely.
She's trying to get Ben back, y'all. She's trying to get Batman back. Next up is Jared Hedlund, the actor who's 37 years old, show off all 37 of his abs in the gym pics, and he captioned it, when asked what you're training for, you say for life.
Okay, that had to be deep, didn't it? Just own
it.
Doing a thirst. This own is what
I do. I dare ask? Is he thirst trapping now?
Yes, he's thirst.
He's thirst trapping.
He's
everybody always has a bikini picture or an ab picture, and they got to put something deep. God was talking to me today.
And
you got your freaking ass out. Just own it.
How do you get these on your stomach, y'all?
You don't eat any carbs. You don't drink any alcohol. And water.
A lot of water.
I don't care. I don't want it.
But maybe you get a lot of lips on them abs, though.
Ooh. I can find lips. Like I get plenty of lips on my flabs.
Lips on the flabs.
You get the lips on like that fat cat girl.
Yeah. And I date big women, so it's flabs on flabs.
Up next, Andrew Freund joins us, and he's talking to Glenn Close about her show, Tehran. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay!
All right, y'all. Our friend Andrew Freund is in the building. You interviewed the legendary Glenn Close and Niamh Sultan about the second season of their show, Tehran. How was that?
All right, guys. We talked about all things fashion, action, and drama. Check it out.
Niamh, can we just take a moment to recognize the badassery of Glenn Close at the Met Gala? Let's just...
You know what? We should take a moment for this.
Who wears pink like that? I dare you. I'm sorry, Glenn. Don't know who they are, but.
And the day after 8 a.m., she was sitting here next to me like nothing has happened.
Glenn, let me start with you. Kind of take me on the ride that this show is, because I wasn't familiar with the first season and then I went and I binged everything. I really think there should be a disclaimer that you should like take a Valium before you watch the show. But Glenn, kind of take me on the ride that season two is.
I'm not going to take you on a ride of season two because you'll need two Valiums for season two. It's wonderful writing. It's really thrilling. And for me, it represented a huge challenge of not only learning Farsi, which was number one challenge of all.
Niamh, there's a lot of driving fast and talking and escaping in the show. What kind of driver are you? Do you think you could pull that off?
I would say I'm a very good driver. I don't know. You should ask someone else. But I would say I feel like a very good driver. I'm not sure as good as Tamales, but good enough.
Glenn, I want you to assemble your ultimate spy team made of five other celebrities.
Of my generation, I'd say yeah. Lee Ullman, Gary Oldman, Donald Sutherland, Jeremy Irons, and me.
Glenn is the leader of the Mossad for me. It is what it is. So talk to me about the camaraderie between you two and how rewarding that was.
You know, when someone like Glenn is standing in front of you, you feel like you have to be at your best in every single moment. And it feels like she's celebrating every moment. She's using every moment.
Glenn, same for you.
We started this dance. The first scene we had was one of the scenes in the car. And I could feel how nervous you were in that scene. You know, and sometimes naughty, I do one of those looks to make her even more nervous.
Glenn is awesome. Make sure you check out season two of Tehran on Apple TV. And if you want to see more Glenn Close, head over to the most magical place on earth, Walt Disney World.
Why?
You know why? Because Glenn Close makes an appearance on the all-new Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. It is the most insane ride Disney has ever created. Okay. You guys have to go check it out. It opens May 27th.
Yeah.
And head over to dishnation.com to check out my wild trip into the galaxy.
All right, awesome. For more excitement, come and keep it locked right here because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
An ex-sheriff's deputy out of Arizona is making news for successfully being a real-life wedding crasher. Yes.
Wow.
The ex-deputy said he enjoyed hearing couples exchange their loving marital vows.
Aww. That's beautiful. Okay. Oh,
and the ex-deputy also enjoyed stealing the couple's wedding cards and thousands of dollars in gifts.
Not good.
Not good.
Now he's been officially charged with multiple counts of burglary.
I can't hate on the man because I haven't crashed a wedding, but I've crashed park birthdays.
Yeah.
Where they're having parties at the parks and they have like the food out. I'll get right in line and I'll be like,
you just look like a cousin.
Sí, ¿cuántos tortillas, mijito? Dos tortillas, por favor. Sí, ándale. Un poquito, sí. Salsita ahí, ándale.
Now, you know, the best ones to go to are the funerals, because there's always somebody that's going to cry, at least a black funeral. They fall all over coffin. And then bury me, too. Then the coffin fall.
That's a black funeral. Just had mariachis, and that's a Latin funeral. We're the same. We're family. We're related.
Oh, my God. How white funerals?
It's finger sandwiches with no crust.
Lots of mayo. Extra mayo.
Pimento spreads.
Oh, a lot of uncles named Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.